Good morning and welcome to Uncle Paul's Jazz Closet. This is your host, Cindy McGurl, and ta-dun, ta-dun, it is the 100th episode. Amazing. So that feels pretty good. I didn't realize I could do so many and that they would happen that quickly, but they have. So I am calling this episode For the Love of Sarah and Rose, who are Paul's two sisters, and I'm dedicating the show to them as well. Paul's sister, Sarah, is my mom, and she said, "Wow, your 100th show, what are you going to get?" And I said, "Well, who would give it to me?" And so it's pretty funny. But I've gotten a lot of congratulations, and that feels good. And with the new songbook out, that feels good too. And I'm going to be giving one away. I'm not sure exactly how I'm going to do it yet. I'm trying to see if I can figure out how to use the phone in here with the new system. But first, I would like to thank my partner, the Camden Conference, for helping to bring the radio show on the air to you. And you just heard Folk Song for Rosie. That was a Paul Modian composition from the 1995 JMT record At the Village Vanguard, a live album with Joe Lovano on tenor saxophone, Bill Frisell on guitar, and Paul Modian, of course, on drums. I have a short reading I'm going to do. I've got a lot of good readings. I don't think I'm going to be able to get to them all today, so I'll finish them in another show. So these are things that when Paul wrote his autobiography, he wrote little snippets, like a page here and a couple pages there, a little paragraph here and a little paragraph there. And they're all in his computer, somewhat organized, but not totally. And so I've been looking through those and finding these little things. So this was written, not sure exactly when, but probably in the 2000s. Secrets, secrets, what secrets? There are no more secrets. Privacy, what privacy? There is no more privacy. No secrets. Because of computers, the internet, and the new technology, no more privacy. The age of privacy is over. All your secrets will die with you. Not true. When you die, all your secrets are revealed. Next up, For the Love of Sarah, from Paul Blais' ECM album in 1986, Fragments. Thank you. That was My Heart Belongs to Daddy, a Cole Porter tune from On Broadway Volume 1, a 1989 Polydor release, Paul Modian on drums, Bill Frisell on guitar, Charlie Hayden on bass, and Joe Lovano on tenor saxophone. And my mom likes the On Broadway CDs quite a bit, reminds her of the music she listened to when she was a teenager. I've got another reading. My sisters and I were not exposed to much English in our preschool years, but I didn't feel uncomfortable or unequal to the other kids in school. I did encounter some bias because I was odd-looking to most of the other kids. I didn't have the typical American look. I had dark skin. Nigger lips, someone called me. I saw graffiti in the street. Armenians and Portuguese go home. We went to church on Sundays. The singing of the church choir made me cry. Armenian religious music, sad yet beautiful. I couldn't help crying. The other kids would see tears in my eyes and made fun, laughed at me. Crying in church made me a sissy, they said, a weakling. I didn't know anything about music at that time, but I loved what I heard. It was nothing like what I heard at home on our wind-up Victrola. The church music was different. It was special. The church itself was very beautiful, large stained glass windows with religious motifs. Going to church was not a main focus for me. Attendance on my part was negligible after I became a teenager. Sometimes on Sundays we would take the bus to the country, from Providence to Franklin, Massachusetts, which was about 20 miles away, to Aunt Victoria's. Aunt Victoria, my mother's younger sister, had four daughters. Mary was my age, Ruth a few years younger, followed by Rose and then Louise, who was the youngest. I was surrounded by women. And next up I have the tune Tanner Street. And Tanner Street is the name of the street in Providence, Rhode Island, where Paul grew up. And this version is an unreleased one from a 1983 rehearsal tape. Thank you. That was Tanner Street, a Palmodian tune named after the street he grew up on in Providence, Rhode Island. And it's on a cassette rehearsal tape that's dated 1983, but actually that recording is a little earlier. It was sort of at the end of the tape. There's a couple of songs that feature David Isenson on bass and Charles Brackeen on alto saxophone and Paul Modian on drums, and it's probably, my guess is it's probably about 1979 or so. I want to remind you that you are listening to Community Radio, WRFR, low power, 93.3 FM, Rockland, Maine, and streaming online at WRFR.org. And I found this kind of note, and it's titled Remembrance of Things Past, which is almost the title of the song In Remembrance of Things Past, which is from Paul's 2007 album Time and Time Again for ECM Records. And he kind of wrote this little bit of a rambling paragraph. I thought I had printed it out, but I didn't. And this is a summation of it. Remembrance of things past. Some rock and roll sounds like factory machines, or sounds like a blacksmith or a horse trader shoeing horses, or someone with a sledgehammer striking an anvil. Factory machines were the predecessors of today's drum machines. And the other part that I forgot to bring in, Paul was talking about how when he was a kid, and he was inside different factories in Providence, of which there were many manufacturing facilities back then. And he really related the new sort of drum sound that he was hearing really reminded him of being in those factories and the noises that he heard. So I'm going to play a couple of versions of this song In Remembrance of Things Past. Here's the one from Time and Time Again. Thank you. That was KT from the 2007 ECM album, Time and Time Again. Joe Lovano, Bill Frisell, and Paul Modian. And KT is my daughter. That's Paul's great niece. And he really liked her a lot, and they were great together. And at the top of the set, we heard In Remembrance of Things Past from the same album. And in between, we heard Russ Lossing's version of In Remembrance of Things Past from his 2012 Sunnyside release, Drum Music. It's all Paul Modian compositions. And Paul said he really liked the way Russ played his music and the way he interpreted it. And I have one more reading. The drums saved me so many times. There were times when I felt so tired and exhausted and could hardly stand up that I thought I should probably be in a hospital. Even when I was sick or had a cold, the drums was the doctor. The drums were the medicine. I learned to trust the drums and the music to cure any illnesses or fatigue. The drums and music has always been the cure-all. So I'm going to take us to the top of the hour with a tune from Paul Modian's favorite album that he made with Bill Evans, and that is Portrait in Jazz. And this is What Is This Thing Called Love, the Cole Porter tune. And when we come back after the top of the hour, listen in, and I'm going to give away two books. I'll give one away locally and one that I will mail wherever you are. So, okay, so come back for the 100th episode of Uncle Paul's Jazz Closet.